Parshas Kisetze, the Parsha begins, Kisetze la milchoma aloyvecho, when you will go out to do battle with your enemy, unesono yashem aloykecho biyodecho, and Hashem will give him over into your hands, meaning you'll defeat him, vishavisa shivyoi, and you will conquer a conquering. Rabbeinu Zal in Likutei Moran, chapter 107, gives an incredible revelation on this. Your enemy, the real enemy, is the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination. The real enemy is inside of me. My kas, my midos rois, my taivas rois, the Yetzer Hara, that's my real enemy. Now, when you go to do battle against an enemy, everybody knows, you have to study the enemy. You have to know what he's about. So Rabbeinu Zal tells us, this Yetzer Hara is very shrewd. The Torah says in the beginning, that the snake was more conniving and shrewd than all the other animals. And this shrewdness, how does he use it? One of the most effective ways that he uses it to harm a Jew is, unesonoi Hashem alekecho biyodecho. He places Hashem in your hands. Meaning, he makes you think that you have Hashem in your pocket already. Like the Pasuk says in Shmuel Beis, chapter 23, Tzadik Moishel Beira Selukim, that a tzadik rules over Hashem. So when the Satan wants to pulverize somebody, when he wants to stop somebody from advancing in Yiddishkeit, what does he do? He makes the person think he's already there. He's gotten there already. He's already a tzadik. He's learning Gemara. And the person, chas v'shalom, becomes full of themselves, that kind of thing. Unesonoi Hashem alekecho biyodecho, then you're in big trouble. When that happens, because we know the Torah says, to'avas Hashem kol gvalev. Hashem despises all gaiva. It could have said, to'avas Hashem gvalev. Hashem despises arrogance. It doesn't say that. It says, to'avas Hashem kol gvalev. Hashem despises all kinds of arrogance, which means even in Torah and Tefillah, even in Yiddishkeit. If a person's Yiddishkeit makes him feel bigger, better than other people, his learning and davening is toyavasa, is despised. Hashem despises it. That's what the Torah did for you? It made you arrogant? Now what's the solution? What do I do when this happens? How do I fight this? The pasuk continues, vishoviso shivyoi. Conquer him with his own ammunition. Use his own weapon against him. I'm great. Who is your enemy? Your main enemy, your Yetzer Hara. What is the weapon he's using against you? He's giving you a clear lane to do mitzvahs. He's letting you do mitzvahs and learn Torah and everything. Why? Because he wants you to become arrogant. And he knows if he tries to block you from doing mitzvahs, you're going to fight with him. If he lets you do mitzvahs, if the Yetzer Hara says, go right ahead, put on the tefillin, learn daven, because he knows that you don't realize that even Torah and tefillah, if it's with gaiva, it's with arrogance, it doesn't bring you closer to Hashem, it doesn't bring the right results. If you see that happening, v'shavisa shivyoi, conquer him, play his game. Realize what he's doing, and realize that he's doing it to hurt you. He's letting you become more religious, because he knows that even if you're going to become more religious, it's not going to bring you closer to Hashem. There's a pasuk that says, Eshkon Ezdaka. I reside with the humble ones, the lowly ones, the oppressed ones. That's who I'm close to. When Hashem had to pick a place to set up shop to give the Torah, he picked the smallest mountain. He picked Har Sinai. The person, Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Onav Moed. That's what attracts Hashem the most, and that's the most powerful weapon in defeating the Yetzer Hara.